Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, as the COVID-19 vaccine begins to roll out, the biggest question is, are you willing to get the vaccine? A new survey of Tivity Health's Silver Sneakers program shows that, yeah, about 85% of their senior respondents say, yeah, give me the vaccine. But there's also a lot of concern about side effects. Here to talk more about the concerns that seniors have and a few other things related to that survey, the CEO of Tivity Health, Richard Ashworth. Richard, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. First of all, why the survey? What were you hoping to find? What did you why did you decide to do this survey?
Yeah, so simply just to help. You know, Silver Sneakers is a well-being improvement program for Medicare beneficiaries. So we focus on physical fitness. We focus on social connection and helping our seniors, you know, live longer and happier and healthier lives. So for us, it was important to just understand, okay, where are your concerns? Where are your challenges as it relates to the vaccine? So we can help coordinate and communicate to make it the most effective.
Why does this vaccine rollout present some additional challenges for seniors? What are some of the obstacles there?
Well, they have some unique challenges that maybe, you know, others might not have, like transportation or, you know, an increased focus on physical distancing due to, you know, the impact that the virus can have on that. But it's also, you know, where do you get accurate information from? And so, you know, in our survey, we asked them, what are some reasons you won't get the vaccine? And there were two main ones. One was, how much is it going to cost? And second was, what's the side effects going to be? So I do think starting the vaccine rollout in long-term care facilities is going to be a helpful start to help kind of assuage some of the concerns that our senior population has.
Absolutely. What were some of the other results in your survey? What were some of the other things that you learned about seniors' attitude about the COVID-19 vaccine?
Yeah, well, to start, you had said it already, but I just want to reiterate it. 85% said they do plan on taking the vaccine at some point. So that is good news. However, only half of them said they plan to do it right away, or within the first month. And in fact, a third said they're hesitant and would prefer to wait 3 months before they take the vaccine. And why is that? Well, two main reasons. You know, 84% said they're worried about side effects, and 60% are worried about how much they're going to have to pay.
Yeah. You mentioned also, you know, information and misinformation, you know, maybe hearing things that aren't entirely factual about the vaccine. That's a big concern as well. What advice do you have for seniors as they try to determine whether or not they should get the vaccine?
Well, go to trusted sources, right? And we asked them, actually, where do you go for information about the vaccine on the government side, and where do you go on the non-government? Well, the good news here is that on the non-government side, they said they're going to go to the doctor, their health plan, and their pharmacy. But check, check, check. I'm a pharmacist myself, so I just know that these are three credible places to go to get the right information around the vaccine, not only on the clinical side, like side effects or what have you, but also on logistics. How much is it going to cost? Where can I get it? On the government side, we asked them, where do you go for information? Well, again, they said the CDC, the NIH, and the FDA, all three fantastic sources to go for information. So this population is a smart population, but there is so much other, you know, in news agencies and other places where information comes in, and you just want to make sure they're going to the exact, you know, kind of heart of where the information is made available.
I would think another question that that 85% of respondents would have, Richard, is, you know, okay, I want the vaccine. When can I get it? I'm ready now. I'm ready to roll up my shirt sleeve. Obviously, not everybody can get it right away. How are they going to know? How are people going to know when and where they can get the vaccine?
Yeah, so three best places to go for that are the three places they told us they were going to go. So that's the good news. But go to your health plan. You know, if you're under Medicare, go to your Medicare Advantage or go to your Medicare plan. They can absolutely tell you which facilities you can go to, whether those be pharmacies or whether those be, you know, primary care physician offices. They tell us that that's where they want to go to get those shots. In fact, over 80% want to go to the physician's office to get their vaccine. And over 60% said they want to go to their pharmacy. So those are the right places to go to get information on timing and cost.
Were you surprised at all by the results of this survey?
You know, what I was surprised was that half of them said they plan to wait, or half of them said they want to get it right away, and a third of them said they want to wait. Mm-hmm. That third of waiting, I was surprised by that. You know, knowing how the clinical effectiveness of the vaccine has been so high, knowing how there's been so much focus on the safety and efficacy of it. I was a little surprised by that. Also, the one that really kind of shocked me was the cost side. You know, there's so much information or misinformation about how much the vaccine might cost under Medicare. It's covered. So the more that we can communicate what the cost is not going to be for seniors, I think the better it will be. In fact, 36% of them said that if there is a cost, that would significantly impact their willingness to take the vaccine. So that's one of the hesitations, and it actually shouldn't exist.
Very interesting. If people want more information, where can they go for information or for assistance?
Yeah, I think for all of our seniors, the best place to go is to your physician. And then you can also go to activityhealth.com/vaccine study, and you can get all the information we received and a lot of the data points I'm giving to you today.
All right, fantastic. Richard, thanks a lot. Appreciate it very much.